KAXE.org. Coming up next will be a rebroadcast of Headwaters with your host, Malachi Kuhn. Radio in northern Minnesota, join us at KAXE.org.
Now it's time for Headwaters with Kari Hedlund.
good stuff. Give me Luke or Jay or Jeff, I need an honest one. That low, lonesome sound, it's the only thing I found to pick me up just enough to ride something down. I want that good stuff. Ain't no time, when time is up. Ain't no time to save it up. So give me that good, good Nimble.
If only you could see the moon. If only you'd been honest, could have spent this bloodshed. Now I want to cross several county lines. When your hand is bigger than my heart, you can crush it just the way you like. You got a
This is The Killer speaking. That's The Last Dinner Party from their upcoming album, From the Pyre. They are a band that kind of blew onto the scene last year and very much supported by public radio, along with Courtney Marie Andrews. Love that new single. I was digging into it all last week, Cons and Clowns. It was one of those songs that I listened to it for the first time, and then I went back and repeated it. And then I went back and repeated it. And it's just a really great song. And I'm excited for an upcoming album from Courtney Marie Andrews. I had the opportunity to see her in Nashville. And I've been hearing about the tone of her voice in person. But I had not seen her yet. And went to Robert's Western World on Broadway in Nashville, which is like peak Nashville. And I've avoided it for the most part. But I did actually go there and was able to see her hop on the stage and play with the band, which her voice, they were not wrong. The quality of her voice in person is insane. It's so good. TK and the Holy Know Nothings before that. That was good stuff. And Tame Impala with a perfectly appropriate October 1st song, Dracula. There are some lyrics in there about running away from the sun. And last time I was on, I was talking about being a sun catcher. But I feel like this last week, I'm kind of over it and I just want fall. And I've really felt Kevin Parker's lyrics there about just kind of running away a little bit, needing a little bit of the cool temps. And I'm not sure where you're at with that, but it is, the sun is shining this morning in northern Minnesota. Temperatures are going to be, again, 78 to 82 degrees. There is a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms tonight in the middle of the night. Tomorrow, once again, highs 70s to low 80s, and Friday continuing 80 to 86 degrees. Oy. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm your host, Kari Hedlund. You can hear Headwaters at 9 a.m. every weekday. It's your source for great music. DJ Dang is going to be your host tomorrow. Coming up at 9:45 today, we've got our daily slice of green cheese, and we're going to be talking about radio a little bit today. It is October 1st. It is the first day without the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the first day without a public media system in the United States in over 60 years. And you've showed up for us over and over again in these past 50 years for KAXE. But this is sort of a new era that we are dipping our toes into, and we're here for you, and I hope you're here for us. So stay tuned for more on that. Support comes from the Armory Arts and Event Center in Park Rapids, featuring Minneapolis-based Americana and blues singer Joanne Parker performing on Saturday, October 18th at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at parkrapidsarmory.org. More on the Armory Arts and Events Center's monthly concert series on Instagram and on Facebook. And we received support from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com. Coming up at 11, it is the World Cafe. Then at 1 o'clock today, we have got a special on the river with Steve Noy. And tonight at 7, Katie Carter is bringing you music until 10 o'clock. Friends of the Brainerd Public Library have their big fall book sale going on right now through October 3rd. Or not right now, in about 40 minutes. It'll be at Westgate Mall starting at 10 a.m. until 6 o'clock each day. Again, that's going on through the 3rd. Next up, we have our album of the week from last week from Buddy Guy, Ain't Done With the Blues. It's sort of Buddy's look at the blues tradition and kind of how he has fit into the narrative over the years. And he there's a lot of hearkening back to the blues legends that influenced Buddy, while also incorporating some contemporary blues artists like Christone Kingfish Ingram on this track, Where You At? Yeah.
can't you get away? are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
That's Miss Aretha, Rock Steady off Young, Gifted, and Black. Holly Cook in there, little new reggae into the station. Shy Girl, that's the title track off her latest album. And Buddy Guy, Where You At? Featuring Christone, Kingfish Ingram. Christone is actually out with a brand new album as well, so we'll be digging into that one over the next weeks. Here on KAXE, we are people-powered radio here because of you. That's right, you make this possible, and we are so grateful to each and every one of you. On days particularly like today, this does mark the day, first day without the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And just in case you're not aware, the CPB is how a lot of stations are funded. It's either a small to significant portion of a radio station's budget, particularly in rural United States. And that is now gone. And the support systems that go along with it are gone as well. Trying to figure it out. The whole system is trying to recalibrate and figure this out. But this does mark a day in history here in the United States. I'm Kari Hedlund, and this is Headwaters. You can hear it weekdays at 9 a.m. It's your source for great music. We receive support from area businesses like Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting. More information at oakhillseniors.com. Also want to thank the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Callier, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. Pay nothing to get rid of that old or damaged car towed away, even if it doesn't run. Your donation of a car, boat, or any other vehicle is tax deductible. You save time and money while defending the KAXE programs you love. Call 855-277-2346 for details, or find out more at kaxe.org/ under the give option, the top of the tabs here. Katasca Community Action in Grand Rapids is collecting gently used Halloween costumes, kids' Halloween costumes, until October 15th. Costumes can be dropped off at the former Murphy Elementary building from 9 to 4 on weekdays. It's time for our album of the week. Each week we do a deep dive into an album and give you lots to think about and talk about within the album. You can find Malachi's write-up at kaxe.org for this week's album, which is Neon Gray Midnight Green by Nico Case. And for some reason, four different colors makes for a very difficult album title for me to say. This is her eighth solo album and her first since 2018's Hell On. It is a very much orchestrated album. It's her first fully self-produced album. And she it came through grief. Since her last album, she's had many people around her who were close, who died or unexpectedly passed away. And she wanted to dedicate this album to musicians and celebrate people making music together. So it's not a sad album. It's more of a celebratory one. Sticking with the October theme of, Halloween and such, we're going to take a listen to the song, Baby, I'm Not a Werewolf. This is off our album of the week, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. Let us know what you think. Text 218-326-1234.
I woke up panicked, short of ghost, water running in the bathroom sink. I listed sideways from my bed and threw my body down the hall. Forearmed the ledge I braced and smeared the steam to find.
my confusion and my horror. My body said to me as if to another, baby, I'm not. My flanks are all bedazzled in a spray of rock salt haze. Indescribable filth and then my fingernails remain, and I ate every story, I ate every myth. When I finish with the minotaur, I ate the labyrinth, I ate every story, I ate every myth. My reflection, but baby, I'm not. Oh, baby, I'm not. Baby, I'm not.
Spotlight, don't let it show that my heart went with her when I let her go. Don't let anybody see deep within the soul of me, or they'll see that something there is not quite right. Tonight, spotlight. Spotlight, that's way too much. Let there be upon the air a tender touch. Let your magic velvet hue bathe me in a gentle blue, softly so there's not a single tear inside. Tonight, spotlight. Tears are gone. Blind me till I'm standing here alone. Don't let me recall again anything that might have been. Let me feel that losing her will be alright. Tonight, spotlight. Tonight, spotlight. Spotlight.
amphetamines and barbiturates. You see, it's a vicious cycle. The amphetamines to get me up, the barbiturates to bring me down. And I want to get just about that high off the ground. I was a wreck. The absolute lowest point, I could never face anybody again. I had gone back on my word with everybody so many times and hurt them and lied to them that I thought I'd just crawl off in a cave and die.
An album inspired by the words of Johnny Cash. That is Robert Glasper featuring Roe James and Anu Sun, Goin', Goin', Gone. It's off Johnny Cash, Forever Words. And before that, we heard from the man himself, Johnny Cash, with Spotlight. And Nico Case started that off, Baby, I'm Not a Werewolf. That is off her latest album and our album of the week, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. And you can find the write-up and a lot more information at KAXC.org. This is Headwaters on KAXC. I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Thank you for listening and for supporting independent public radio, people-powered radio, KAXC. Fire in the Village hosts the Creative Crow Club the first Wednesday of each month, starting today from 4 to 6 at Old Central School in Grand Rapids. Youth can explore their artistic gifts, find their voice, and build a caring community. And the Minnesota Pollution Control, I will get back to that one. Butterfly enthusiast Allison Barta will give a presentation at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji tonight at 6 o'clock. This year was her 15th season of documenting butterflies in the area. I think there's a story about that. They talked with her on the morning show this week, and you can find that at KAXC.org. It's time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singin' Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. On this day in 1982, Sony launched the world's first of this kind of music player, selling for $730. If you know the answer or want to make a guess, 218-326-1234. The question again. On this day in 1982, Sony launched the world's first of this kind of music player, selling for $730. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. And I've got a couple hints up my sleeve, so if we don't get any guesses, I'll try to help you out here. Here is the latest from dry cleaning.
Life, a series of memorials and signals, telling us this or that, telling us this or this, think of that. The objects outside the head control the moment to arrange them. Manipulate me, wiggle my arms.
We still don't have a winner for our daily slice of green cheese. The question again: on this day in 1982, Sony launched the world's first of this kind of music player, selling for $730.
The civil authorities have issued a required monthly test for all of Minnesota beginning at 10:42 p.m. and ending at 11:42 p.m. This is a coordinated test of the emergency alert system in cooperation with the local broadcasters. This is only a test. This test is from the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. No action is needed. This is only a test.
I'm gonna spend my night cashing them in, losing a night in basement town. For a bump and run, man to man down. In the gutter, you discover all the things you miss. You wanna take me by the hands and show me.
Birthday to Miss Nicole Atkins, who turns 47 today. That's off her album Slow Phaser. Girl, you look amazing. Before that, we heard new music from Dry Cleaning, Hit My Head All Day. And we do have a winner for our daily slice of green cheese. We heard from Susan from Deer River, who is answered the question correctly and is going to Hotel Rapids. The question again was, on this day in 1982, Sony launched the world's first of this kind of music player, selling for $730. The answer, the world's first commercially sold compact disc player, or more simply put, the first CD player. Thanks to Susan from Deer River. Congratulations. You can listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights for our ever popular green cheese trivia show. Saturdays from 7 to 9. Brandon Chase is your host this week. Coming up at 11 today, it is the World Cafe, but we got time for a lot more great music ahead.
sasa yenia pa juni pa juai.